it seems like you guys controlled play for a good part of that first period, and they scored three in the 4 minutes stretch that second. Is what you see in that stretch that is frustrating?
Just the things that aren't successful in this league, turnovers. Tough plays. That's what it is. You turn the puck over no matter what team you're playing against, and they capitalize. So, well, I mean, it wasn't just turnovers, it was just we had a great first period, we had nothing to show for it, and then we just thought it was going to be easy in the second. And got behind the eight ball.
I guess I've had like some great periods over the last number of games, third period against on Saturday, and the first period here. Is like, what's the kind of the struggle in kind of getting that consistency over a full 60?
Being consistent, have everyone on board. When you don't have everyone on board, then it's tough to play. When we have good stretches, I mean, it's just you roll the lines, you roll the D, you have trust in your system, and you're playing well. Which we've seen in spurts, but we just haven't been put it together for a stretch here. So we got whatever 5-6 games left to get some consistency.
It looked like in the first period you got 14 shots, but there was really not a lot of traffic in front of Bryce. Was that the case?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair to say. I think we didn't have second and third chances, so we had some sustained pressure, which was good, but not a lot of get pucks to the net, then you can make plays and break down the defense, so just not enough of that.
You and Ross are starting to find a lot of success on the offensive end. What is it about his game that complements what you do?
Well, I mean, he's got a great shot, and he's just got an instinct of where to be. So, when I'm put in different situations with different line mates, I just try to play to that line's strength. And I find, when I'm in the middle of the ice and playing with Valley and Ross, I want to try to get the puck and make some plays. So, Valley is a guy that's going to go and get the puck and make some plays. And Ross, like I said, he's got a great shot. He's got a good nose for the net. And, we've had some success lately.
Is there anything that you or anybody says to Bassey after a stretch like this just to maybe encourage him to build some confidence up?
No, I think he's been around long enough to realize that when he's on top of his game, he's the best goalie in the world. So we all go through stretches. I mean, we're giving up some very good, high quality chances and odd man rushes, and definitely not when our goalies this tough stretch that we've been in and out. It's just our play. When we buckle down and play well defensively, the shots are easier for our goalies to see and handle. And Bass is an elite goalie, and he's a competitor. He's going to be better.
You say everybody's on board. I guess what do you mean by that? Is it execution or is it commitment or what's the
agreement? It's just when we're playing our best, like I said, the guys are doing their jobs on the ice. Everyone's got a job on the ice, and we got to do it collectively. It's just consistent. That's what this league is. It's about it's tough to win, and it's tough to win when we're not at our best, no matter how talented we are. So, like I said, we got some games to figure it out here.
I mean, everybody's gonna make mistakes in the course of the game, and sometimes they end up in the back of your net. Is it more frustrating that this like the mistakes are being compounded during stretches? It might all seem like they're happening all at once.
Well, I mean, like I said, when you're giving up quality chances, you can say some of them are bad bounces, bad luck, but for the most part, you create your own luck out there as an individual, as a team, by how we're playing. So, if you're not playing the right way, usually you don't get those bounces. When you are playing the right way, you get what you deserve. So, I think we're a team that believes in that, and we just have to do better.
Stan, what would they tell you on that ice and call at the end? It seemed pretty clear, but it seemed to be confusing.
The explanation we got was that he was waving off a high stick, and the other linesman thought that he was waving off the icing. So, tough. Obviously, if that was the case, that's an honest mistake. Just bad timing.
Does the schedule ahead, guys, it seems like the Leafs and last quarter Panthers coming up, does that increase their urgency, I guess, to get those details right, knowing kind of what challenges you guys have ahead?
I mean, we got some games left to just get consistent. So, we're going to play, obviously, a very good team next game, and didn't have our best showing last time, so we'll we'll be able to have a better game.
Steve, I know it comes a loss of the minority to the franchise mark. You knew you were going to get there eventually, but so to be there with his name next to
you. Yeah, I mean, that's glad you noticed that tonight. I think all the people did. But that was, like I said, it sucks to have something that special for me to happen in a game that we don't win. So definitely have Marty on my mind tonight. He means a lot, still means a lot to me and what I've become as a person and as a player. And just a role model that he's been to me. And to have your name right up there with the great Marty St. Louis is pretty humbling. Pretty surreal when you think back. And, remember all the amazing times that we had together on the ice and the amazing career that Marty had and what he means to this community. Like I said, it would be nice to tie that in a win, but it was kind of a cool moment, for me anyways, to just have that kind of rush of everything that Marty's meant to me and to have that be tied with him in the record books is, like I said, it's just pretty surreal.
Thanks, Sarah.